Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord, I speak.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
Let us study the topic, prayer that reaches God for our mutual edification.
今晚我们大家要学习的题目是到达神面前的祷告作为彼此的造就。
All of us know that prayer is an important part of a Christian's life.
我们大家都知道祷告对于基督徒的生活来讲占一个很重要的部分。
We often say that prayer is like oxygen for our spiritual bodies.
我们经常说祷告就好像灵性的身体的氧气一样。
And we know that we need a life of prayer.
我们知道我们要过一个祷告的生活。
But prayer can also become one of our daily habits.
而祷告亦都可以成为我们每一日的习惯。
Are our prayers effective?
但我们的祷告有没有功效呢？
Do our prayers reach God?
我们的祷告能不能够达到神的面前呢？
Are our prayers helping our spiritual lives?
我们的祷告有没有帮助我们灵性的生活呢？
Sometimes it is good to stop and remind ourselves about prayer.
所以有时候 是好的，如果我们停一来，停低想一想，究竟我们的祷告是怎样。
Ask ourselves the question.
问下自己一些问题。
Is my praying effective?
我们的祷告有没有功效呢？
What sort of prayer reaches God?
什么祷告才能够达到神的面前呢？
Are my prayers reaching God?
而我自己的祷告能不能够达到神的面前呢？
This question is different from, does God hear my prayer?
这个问题是跟说神究竟有没有听见我祷告是两件事来的。
Often when we pray and we don't see results.
有时我们好经常我们祷告，但是我们没有看到的结果。
We think that God has not heard our prayer.
好像神是没有听到我们的祷告这样。
God is all powerful.
但是神是全能的神。
Of course he heard our prayer.
他当然有听到我们的祷告。
Why would God not be able to hear our prayers?
那为什么好像神没有听到我们为什么神不能够听见我们的祷告这样呢？
Of course he is able to.
当然他是有能力去听见我们的祷告。
But the real question is,
但是真实的 问题是
Did our prayer reach God?
我们的祷告有没有达到神的面前？
This means, we should see whether we prayed in the correct way.
所以我们要看看究竟我们祷告是不是用正确的方法来祷告。
And did we pray with enough faith?
我们的祷告有没有带着足够的信心？
Yes, God heard our prayer.
当然神有听见我们的祷告。
But was our prayer acceptable to him?
但我们的祷告是不是被神接纳呢？
Did our message get through to God?
我们要表达的信息有没有达到神的面前呢？
Or did our sin block the message?
又或者我们的罪阻隔了这个信息达到神的面前呢？
Let us remind ourselves about effective prayer.
首先我们要提醒一下自己什么叫做 有功效的祷告。
What kind of prayer will reach God?
哪一种类的祷告能够达到神的面前呢？
First of all, we have to examine ourselves.
首先我们要审查自己。
Let's turn to Psalm 19.
我们先打开诗篇第十九篇。
Psalm 19.
诗篇第十九篇。
Psalm 19 verse 14.
诗篇第十九篇第十四节。
Psalm 19, verse 14.
诗篇第十九篇第十四节。十四节，耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
So here it reminds us that we must first examine ourselves in prayer.
所以呢度提醒我哋，首先我哋要审察自己，喺我哋嘅祷告里面检查自己。
First, we should confess our sins.
首先我们要承认自己的罪。
In our prayer, we should acknowledge our faults and our guilt.
在我们的祷告里面，我们要承认我们的错处和我们所犯的过错。
God knows this anyway.
神是一定知道我们所犯的过错的。
But the problem is, do we know?
但是问题就是我们自己知不知道呢？
Do we think there is anything we should confess?
我们有没有觉得究竟有没有罪我们是需要在神面前去承认的呢？
If not, our sin will be a barrier between us and God.
如果我们觉得是没有的话，那我们的罪就会成为我们和神中间的阻隔了。
Because God cannot hear our message since it is blocked by our sin.
因为神是并没有听到我们，因为这样因为中间是有罪的阻隔，所以神就没有听到我们给他要向他表达的信息。
Prayer is our communication with God.
祷告就好像我们跟神的一种团契。
So, how can we communicate if there's something blocking the way?
如果我们要去跟神交通的话呢，是没办法的，因为罪恶在罪在中间是阻隔住我们。
If we have offended God in our words or actions,
如果我们的言语或者行为是得罪神的话，
we should ask him for forgiveness.
我们首先要求神赦免我们。
Let's turn to 1 John.
我们看看约翰一书。
1 John.
约翰一书。
1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章
Chapter 1 verses 8 to 10
第一章第八至第十节
Chapter 1 verse 8 to 10
约翰一书第一章第八至第十节第八节我们若说自己无罪便是自欺真理不在我们心里了我们若认自己的罪神是信实的是公义的必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义第十节我们若说自己没有过犯罪便是以神为说谎的他的道也不在我们心里
So God wants us to confess our sins
所以神希望我们承认我们自己的过错
He also wants us to have a pure heart
他同时希望我们有一个纯洁的心
We need a pure heart to call on God
我们需要有一个清洁的心要来祷告
That's what it tells us in 2 Timothy.
所以在提摩太后书那里有讲到
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书
2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书的第二章
2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章
Chapter 2 verse 22.
提摩太后书第二章第二十二节
Verse 22.
二章二十二节二十二节你要逃避少年的私欲同那清心祷告主的人追求公义信德仁爱和平
So we should offer our prayers with pure hearts
所以我们应该奉上所以我们祷告的时候应该奉上我们清洁的心
Consecrating ourselves before God
在神面前洁净自己分别为圣
Our prayers should be free from falseness
而我们的祷告其实应该是没有过错
Or evil thoughts.
或者是没有一些邪恶的意念的。
We should examine ourselves to see whether our feelings are genuine.
我们应该是经常是审查自己，看看我们的感觉，看看我们的感受是不是真诚。
And whether our motives and our heart are acceptable to God.
看看我们的动机，看看我们的心态是不是被神愿意被神接纳。
And we should examine ourselves and see whether we are calling on God with a pure heart.
所以我们应该其实经常审查自己，看看我们在神面前祷告有没有带着一个清洁的心。
For example, if we are asking God for something in prayer.
所以举例子，有时如果我们在祷告里面求神给一些东西我们。
Are our motives pure and spiritual?
我们的动机是不是纯洁？同埋屬靈嘅咧
，or is it from our own fleshly desires and our worldly intentions？
又或者定一話係帶住肉體嘅私欲，又或者世界裏面嘅動機嘅咧
？Let's turn to James chapter 4。
我睇下雅各書第四章。
James,
雅各書第四章。
James chapter 4。
雅各书第四章
James chapter 4 verse 3
雅各书第四章第三节
Chapter 4 verse 3
第四章三节三节你们求也得不着是因为你们妄求要浪费在你们的宴乐中
So here tells us that when we ask we do not receive because we ask with wrong motives
这里告诉我们我们所求的得不到因为我们所求的动机其实是错的
Students might wish to pray for good results in their exams.
學生可能佢會去祈求，希望考試能夠得到好嘅成績。
And workers might pray for success in their jobs.
翻工工作嘅可能佢哋希望喺工作上得到啲成就。
And we remember that Jesus said.
我哋記得主耶穌曾經講過。
If you ask anything in my name, I will grant it.
如果我哋係用佢嘅名而求嘅話，佢會賜俾我哋。
But remember.
但我要記得
Christ will grant it only if it is beneficial to us
主耶穌只會賜給我們而那些東西是對我們有益處的
Let's turn to Luke chapter 11
我們看路加福音第十一章
Luke chapter 11
路加福音第十一章
Luke chapter 11.
路加福音第十一章。
Chapter 11 verses 9 to 12.
路加福音第十一章第九至到十二节。
Chapter 11 verses 9 to 12.
十一章第九至到十二节。第九节，我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们中间作父亲的，谁有儿子求饼反给他石头呢？求鱼反拿蛇当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋反给他蝎子呢？十三节，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父，岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
So, also we read chapter, verse 13 as well.
我们看埋第十三节。
Yes, we read that. So these verses tell us that we have to be fervent in asking God.
所以呢度话俾我哋听，喺我哋求嘅时候要情辞迫切。
If we are fervent and don't give up, God will grant us what we pray for.
如果我哋系好热诚咁去求而唔放弃嘅话，神就会赐俾我哋所求嘅。
But this verse is about asking for the Holy Spirit and for spiritual blessings.
呢度而头先所读嘅经节系所讲系要求圣灵同埋俾属灵嘅祝福。
And that is in verse 13.
这个就在第十三节。
So in our daily lives,
所以在我们日常的生活中,
if asking for the kingdom of God and for the righteousness of God should be the main object of our prayers.
所以我们是求神的国和神的义，其实应该作为我们祷告的最重要的目的。
And if we ask for these things first,
如果我们先求这些事情，
then everything else may be granted to us.
其他嘢就会加俾我哋啦。
We should not ask for worldly success and matters first.
我哋唔应该求呢个世界嘅成就或者世界嘅事情。
That is why we should examine ourselves.
所以我哋应该系审查自己。
And see whether we call to God with a pure heart.
而睇下我哋嘅祷告究竟系咪带住一个清洁嘅心。
Even if we do not realize.
虽然有时我哋唔知道。
God can see our secret motives.
但神知道我们收藏里的动机。
And any prayer which does not glorify God.
而任何的祷告而不能够荣耀神的。
Any prayer that can be harmful to our spiritual well-being.
而任何的祷告是对于我们灵性的生活是有害处的。
These prayers will not be acceptable to God.
神就不会接纳这些祷告。
And that's why our prayer will not reach God.
而这些祷告也都不能够达到神的面前。
We should also examine ourselves and see if we're calling to God with sincerity.
我喺我哋嘅祷告嘅时候，我哋应该去睇下我哋嘅祷告系咪带住真挚。
For example, sometimes there's a church announcement to pray for a sister or brother who is sick.
有时候我哋见到白板上面有宣布要为有病嘅弟兄姊妹而代祷。
But do we just pray, or do we really think about that person?
我哋系咪就因为有宣布而代祷，定一话我哋真系真心真意而为佢哋代祷咧
？And are we earnestly praying for their healing？
而我哋系咪真系好真诚咁样希望神医治佢哋嘅病咧
？Or sometimes we might really want to pray for somebody。
有时我哋真系好真心咁希望为其他人代祷。
But at the same time, we might be having some problems with another person。
但系同时，我亦都可能同其他人又发生咗问题。
So how can God accept our prayer for Sister A?
咁神系点会接纳我哋为一位 A 姊妹而代祷咧
？When at the same time we're having an argument with Sister B.
但系同时我哋又同如果我哋同 B 姊妹系有拗撬嘅话
，Jesus reminded us about what to do.
主耶稣提醒我哋，我哋应该点样做
？Let's turn to Matthew.
为他马太福音。
Matthew.
我哋打开马太福音。
Matthew chapter 5。
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24。
马太福音第五章第二十三至到二十四节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24。
马太福音五章二十三、二十四节。二十三节，所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
So to help our prayers reach God,
所以如果我哋嘅祷告要希望我哋嘅祷告系达到神嘅面前嘅话
，The first thing that we should do is to examine ourselves。
第一样嘢我哋要做嘅就系审查自己。
And the second thing that we need to do，
第二样嘢我哋需要做嘅
，is to be righteous。
但系就系要行公义。
Let's turn to James chapter 5。
我哋睇下雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5。
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5。
雅各书第五章。
Chapter 5 verse 16。
雅各书第五章第十六节。五章十六节。所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。二人祈祷的所发的力量是大有功效的。
So here in verse 16, it talks about the prayer of a righteous man.
第十六节所讲到的就话，二人祈祷所发出的力量是大有功效的。
So the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
所以二人所发出来的祷告发出来的力量是有功效的。
If we want our prayers to reach God,
如果我们希望我们的祷告达到神的面前，
and if we want our prayers to be effective,
而希望我们的祷告是带有功效的，
we have to become a righteous man or woman.
我们就要成为一个公义的男人或者女人了。
But what is a righteous man?
但是什么是公义的人呢？
Let's turn to 1 John.
我们看约翰一书。
1 John.
约翰一书。
1 John chapter 3 verse 7.
约翰一书第三章第七节。
1 John chapter 3 verse 7.
约翰一书三章七节。
Verse 7.
约翰一书第三章第七节。小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
So very simply, a righteous man is someone who does what is right in the eyes of God.
所以呢度好简单，就系讲到话，行公义嘅就系作神眼中以为正确行重要神眼中为正确嘅事情。
It is someone who tries to live according to God's will as revealed in the Bible.
公义嘅人就系佢嘅生活系过住根据神嘅旨意。就好似圣经显示俾我哋咁一样。
And it is someone who tries not to sin against the law of God.
而公义嘅人就系喺神面前系唔犯罪嘅。
Someone who tries to do good.
喺神面前系做好事嘅。
Who has good conduct.
有好嘅行为。
And who does right in the eyes of God.
喺神嘅眼中作正确嘅事情。
And that person's prayers will be acceptable to God.
而呢种人佢嘅祷告就会被神接纳啦。
Let's look at the story of Cain and Abel.
我哋睇下该隐同亚伯嘅故事。
Let's turn to Genesis.
我哋睇下创世记。
Genesis chapter 4.
创世记嘅第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
创世记四章。
Chapter 4 verses 2 to 7.
创世纪四章二至到第七节。
Chapter 4 verse 2 to 7。
创世纪四章第二至到第七节。第二节，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中投生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。只是看不中該隱和他的供物，該隱就大大地發怒，變了臉色。第六節，耶和華對該隱說：你為什麼發怒呢？你為什麼變了臉色呢？你若行得好，豈不蒙悅納？你若行得不好，罪就伏在門前，他必戀慕你，卻要制服他。
So Cain and Abel were the sons of Adam and Eve.
該隱同亞伯就係亞當同夏娃嘅仔。
They both offered sacrifices to God.
他们一样是将他的供物献给神。
God accepted Abel's offering because he was a righteous man.
神接纳了亚伯的供物，因为他是一个公义的人。
But God did not accept Cain's offering because he did not do what was right.
但神就没有接纳该人，因为他所做的是不对的。
God does not just want to listen to a good prayer.
神不单只是希望我们去听从他的说话。
He doesn't just want to listen to a prayer.
佢唔單止淨係聽我哋嘅禱告。
He searches a person's daily life to see if he is holy and obedient to God's word.
佢係睇每一個人佢嘅生活，睇下佢係咪聖潔嘅。
And that was the example of Cornelius.
呢個就係好似哥尼流呢個例子一樣。
God heard his prayers because he did good deeds.
神有聽佢嘅禱告，因為佢行公義。因為他做出好的行為。
Let's turn to Acts.
我們看《使徒行傳》。
Acts chapter 10。
《使徒行傳》第十章。
Acts chapter 10。Chapter 10 verses 1 to 4。《
使徒行傳》第十章第一至到第四節。
Acts chapter 10 verses 1 to 4。
《使徒行传》第十章第一至第十节，十章一节，在凯撒利亚有一个人名叫哥利流，是意大利营的百夫长，他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。第三节，有一天约在新初，他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去，到他那里说：哥利流。第四节，哥利流定眼看他，惊怕说：主啊，什么事？天使说：你的祷告和你的周济达到神面前，已蒙纪念了。
So in verse 4, the angel said to Cornelius, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God.
第四节那里讲到你的祷告和你的周济达到神的面前，已经被纪念了。
And as a result, God listened to his prayer.
结果就是神有听到他的祷告。
Let's also look at 1 Peter.
我哋睇下彼得前书。
First Peter。
我睇下彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 3。
彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 12。
彼得前书三章第十二节。
Chapter 3 verse 12。
彼得前书三章第十二节，十二节，因为主的眼看顾义人，主的耳听他们祈祷，唯有行恶的人，主向他们变脸。
So this verse reminds us that in our daily lives,
这个经节提醒我们在我们日常生活里面，
if we do what pleases God,
如果我们做出来的是蒙神喜悦的，
if we try to be righteous and holy,
如果我们所做的是公义和圣洁的，
then our prayers will be effective.
那我们的祷告就有功效了。
Thirdly,
第三，
to have effective prayer,We should also pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
如果要有一个有功效的祷告，我们祷告的时候就要奉主耶稣的名而求。
Of course, even a little child knows that we have to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
当然，就算一个小朋友都知道，我们祷告的时候应该是奉主耶稣的名。
Even a child in kindergarten class knows this.
可能幼稚园的小朋友都知道这件事。
Even though they don't know what praying is.
或者可能当他还未知道祷告是什么事。
The first thing we're taught to say is, Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus we pray.
而第一件事教导我们祷告的时候，我们就懂得说 Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣的名义祷告。
But do we ever think about what we are doing?
但我们有没有想过究竟我们所做的是什么呢？
After we say these words, what happens?
当我们讲了这些说话的时候，什么事情会发生呢？
If we tell little children to pray,
我们如果叫一个小朋友去祷告的时候，
we say, come on children, let's pray.
那我们说小朋友来，我们一起祷告。
And then we say, kneel down, close your eyes.
那我跟他说，跪下，我们合埋双眼祷告。
Hold your hands together.
我们双手合上。
And then we say, Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we pray.
那我跟他说话， Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣的名我们祷告。
And the children obediently repeat.
那我小朋友就很服从这样跟着我们说话。
And then say, Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we pray.
那就说， Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣祷告。
But then, maybe a minute later,
但可能过了一分钟之后，
they start to move about.
他可能是动来动去了。
They might start to swing their bodies about.
他们的身体又可能在不停地动动。
And they open their eyes and look around.
那他就双眼就是擘大，就周围去望。
Or they start doing something else.
又或者做下其他东西这样。
They have lost their concentration and their focus.
他完全失去了他的集中力和注意力。
We are not little children.
我们并不是小朋友。
But do we sometimes do the same in our prayers?
而我们的祷告有没有好像小朋友那样失去了集中力呢？
When we are praying,
当我祷告的时候
maybe we don't open our eyes,
或者我们不会擘大双眼祷告
or we don't move our bodies,
或者我们不会动来动去
but we might still lose our concentration and focus,
但有时候我们都可能失去了注意力和集中力
we might start to think about other things,
可能我们要想一下其他东西
了 or like, after the service, I better go to parking shop and buy some bread,
完了聚会之后我要去超级市场买些面包鸡蛋
or we might say like, come on, when's preacher going to ring the bell?
咁我哋谂啊，传道系几时你安宁咧
？So many of us might lose our focus in prayer。
所以我哋好多时候，我哋祷告都会失去咗集中力。
And it's easy to do。
系好容易系咁样做嘅。
But we should remind ourselves。
所以我哋应该提醒自己。
Can such prayers be effective and reach God？
如果咁样嘅祷告，能唔能够有功效咁样？达到神的面前呢
We should remember that prayer is a communion with God in the depths of our soul.
我们知道祷告就是我们在属灵的深处的时候和神有一个团契
Through prayers, we have an intimate relationship with God.
通过祷告我们就能够和神有一个建立一个很亲密的关系
Let's turn to Psalms.
我们看诗篇
Psalm 63
诗篇第十第六十三篇
Psalm 63
诗篇第六十三篇
63 verses 1-8
六十三篇第一至到第八节
Psalm 63 verses 1-8
诗篇六十三篇第一至到第八节第一节神啊你是我的神我要切切地寻求你在干旱疲乏无水之地我渴望你我的心切慕你我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰你为要见你的能力和你的荣耀因为你的慈爱比生命更好我的嘴唇要颂赞你我还活的时候要这样称颂你我要奉你的名举手我在床上纪念你我夜间的时候思想你我的心就像饱足了的骨髓肥油我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你
So here the psalmist is talking about his relationship with God
这里诗人就讲到他和神中间的关系
In verse 1 he says how he earnestly seeks God Verse 1 he says how he earnestly He said earnestly I seek you
第一节那里讲到他切切地地他切切地地去寻求神
And then in verse 4, he says, I will praise you.
而第四节嗰度讲到佢要咁样嚟称颂你。
So how is it that we communicate with God?
而我哋同神之间嘅交通系点样嘅咧
？It is through prayer.
就系通过祷告啦。
And it is prayer that we have this relationship with God.
而系通过祷告，我哋同神中间就建立咗关系。
We have to enter into the prayer.
我们就要进入祷告里面
Through preparing ourselves mentally and spiritually
我们就要去准备自己无论在心理上或者是灵性上我们在祷告之前准备好自己
And that's why we say Hallelujah in the name of Jesus
所以我们在祷告之前就会这样说 Hallelujah 奉主耶稣的名字祷告
And then the more that we communicate with God through our prayers
而我们在祷告里面同神交通得越多
The more effective our prayers will be because we are getting to know God
而我们的祷告就变得更有功效因为我们变得更认识神
And we get to know God through the spiritual wisdom that he gives us through prayer
而我们就能够明白到神在祷告里面赐给我们属灵的智慧
And we can see this in 1 Corinthians First Corinthians chapter 2. First Corinthians chapter 2. Chapter 2. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10.
我睇哥林多后书第二章。哥林多前书第二章
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10
哥林多前书第二章第十节
Chapter 2 verse 10
哥林多前书第二章第十节，二章十节，只有神藉着圣灵向我们显现了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
So he tells us that God reveals to us by His Spirit.
所以呢度话俾我听，神系通过佢嘅圣灵而显现喺我哋面前。
So through our prayers, we gain more spiritual wisdom and insights of the Holy Spirit.
所以通过祷告，我哋就能够去得到神赐俾我哋属灵嘅智慧，同埋启示俾我哋神嘅佢嘅眼光。
Let's also turn to Ephesians.
我睇下以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章
Chapter 1 verses 16 to 19。
以弗所书第一章第十六节至到十九节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 16 to 19。
以弗所书一章十六至到十九节。十六节就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵。想赐你们，使你们真知道他，并且召唤你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，在他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
So as we communicate more with God through deeper prayer，
所以当我哋系同神交通得多嘅时候，我哋嘅祷告就能够。更加深入。
And we will understand more about how we should pray.
我哋就能够明白到我哋点样去祷告。
And we will understand what we should pray for.
而我哋都明白到我哋为咗啲乜嘢而去祈求。
And then our prayers will become acceptable to God.
咁我哋嘅祷告就会被神所接纳啦。
And we also pray in the name of the Lord Jesus to show our relationship with Him.
而我哋亦都系奉主耶稣嘅名义去。祷告去祈求，去表明我哋同神中间嘅关系。
And this relationship between us and God may take many different forms.
而呢种嘅关系就系我哋同神中间其实有几方面可以系表现出嚟嘅。
For example, let's turn to John.
举个例子，我哋打开约翰福音。
John chapter 16.
约翰福音第十六章。
John chapter 16 verse 23.
约翰福音书十六章第二十三节。
John chapter 16 verse 23。
约翰福音书第十六章第二十三节，二十三节，十六章二十三节。到那日，你们什么也就不问我了，不问我了。我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。
So verse 23 tells us that We should, in that day you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
二十三节讲到，到嗰日你们乜嘢都唔需要问我，因为我话俾你哋听，你们如果向我哋嘅父亲求啲乜嘢，佢必因为我嘅名而赐俾你哋。
So in our prayers, we may sometimes pray to our Father, our Heavenly Father.
所以在我们的祷告时候，我们就向天上的父亲而祷告。
And we also call on the name of Jesus because we know Jesus is our Savior.
我们都向主耶稣祷告，因为我们知道主耶稣就是我们的救主。
So we might call on him whenever we need his power to help us.
我们就会向神向他祷告，求他帮助我们，我们知道他有能力去帮助我们。
And he can save us when we are in some trouble.
他当我们是有麻烦有困难的时候，他可以拯救我们。
He can solve our problems and save us.
当我们是有问题的时候，他帮我们解决，同埋他会拯救我们。
But we do need to believe in him.
但我们需要做的就是相信他。
We are also the children of God.
我们同时也是神的儿女。
God is our Father.
神就是我们的父亲。
So when we pray in the name of God,
当我们奉主耶稣，当我们奉神的名义祷告的时候，
The Holy Spirit is testifying to our Father-Son relationship.
圣灵就在中间见证了我们同神父与子的关系。
So in that spiritual moment in prayer,
在我们祷告的那一刻，圣灵的那个时间。
We are like a child talking to our Heavenly Father.
在我们祷告属灵的那个时间，我们就好像小朋友这样向天上的父亲而祷告。
And what father will deny his child and not give him the best?
有没有父亲是会拒绝他亲生的，他会拒绝他自己的儿女而不给他最好的呢？
And similarly, if we beg our Heavenly Father, He will give us the best.
而同时，如果我们是求天上面的父亲的时候，他会是给最好的我们。
Let's look back again at Luke chapter 11.
我们再看回路加福音第十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
路加福音书第十一章。
Luke chapter 11, verses 11 to 13.
十一章十一至到十三节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 11 to 13.
路加福音十一章十一至到第十三节。十一节，你们中间作父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反拿蛇；当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋，反给他蝎子呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父，岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
But we should remember that God only gives us what we ask if it is beneficial to us.
但是我们需要明白的就是只有那些是对我们属灵的身体是有益处的，神才会给我们。
And he will only give us what is according to his will.
神只会赐给那些对是根据他的旨意而赐给我们。
Just as if a child asks his father for a scorpion, would his father give it to him?
就好似一个小朋友咁，如果佢求佢嘅爸爸俾只蝎子佢，个爸爸会唔会俾佢咧？
Of course not, because the scorpion could harm or kill the child.
当然唔会啦，因为嗰只蝎子系有害嘅，佢会系对呢个小朋友有伤害，会杀咗佢。
So God will only give us what we ask for if it is beneficial to us.
所以神只是会给一些对我们是有益处的东西是赐给我们。
Also, when we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus,
当然当我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名而求的时候，
we should also remember that Jesus is our high priest.
我们要明白到主耶稣就是大祭司。
He is also our high priest, as it tells us in Hebrews chapter 7.
他就在我们中间作为中保，就好像在希伯来书第七章告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 17.
希伯来书第七章第十七节。
Chapter 7, verse 17.
希伯来书第七章第十七节。十七节，因为有给他作见证的说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次永远为祭司。
And then let's turn to look at verse 25.
我们再看下第二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十五节，七章二十五节，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
So when we pray, we can remember that Jesus intercedes for us.
当我们祷告的时候，我们知道主耶稣是替我们代求。
And if we believe, then we will have more faith to pray.
当我们相信的时候，当我们相信的时候，我们的信心就会增强而去祷告。
And if we have the faith to pray and believe, then our prayers can reach God.
而我们又带着信心去祷告，而这样的祷告就能够达到神的面前了。
Let's also turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
我们再打希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Chapter 4 verse 16.
第四章第十六节。
Chapter 4 verse 16.
希伯来书四章十六，十六节。四章十六节，所以我们只管坦然无惧的，无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜恤，蒙恩惠，作随时的帮助。
And also, we can remember that in our prayers, the Holy Spirit is also interceding for us.
在我祷告的时候，我们要知道，我们要明白到，圣灵是在我们中间是为我们代求。
It tells us this in Romans chapter 8.
这里在罗马书的第八章有讲过。
Romans chapter 8 verse 26.
羅馬書
and 27.
第八章二十六至二十七節有講到。
Romans chapter 8 verses 26 and 27.
羅馬書八章
Here in verse 26 it says, In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Verse 27, And he who searches our hearts knows the minds of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will.
8章26节，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
So the third point is to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
所以第三样我哋要注意嘅就系，我哋祷告时候要奉主耶稣嘅名祷告。
When we do that, we should remind ourselves about why we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
你咁样做嘅时候，我哋要提醒自己，点解我哋要奉主耶稣嘅名祷告？
It is because in prayer we are communicating with God on many different levels.
因为在祷告的时候，我们是与神交通，是同用不同的层面到与神交通。
For example, as our Lord and Savior.
就好似主耶稣是我们的主，是我们的救主。
As our Father.
好似我们的父亲。
Or as our Counselor.
是我们的保卫师。
So if we can focus on that, then we can make our prayers more effective.
如果我们能够注意这几点的时候，我们的祷告就能够变得更有功效了。
Because we have a target, to talk to.
因为我们有一个目标是跟他对话。
And when we are praying, we remind ourselves we're actually communicating with God.
当我们祷告的时候，我们知道，我们明白到我们其实是与神交通。
And we're talking to God, maybe as our father, as a child talks to his father.
我们祷告的时候就好像小朋友这样跟他的爸爸讲话这样。
Or we might be talking to Jesus as our Savior and we're calling to him for help.
而有时候好像跟主耶稣讲话这样，是祈求他帮助，求他救我们。
Or perhaps when we remind ourselves we are praying to Jesus and he is our counselor, we can havefaith to tell him our problems.
而祷告有时候祷告，我们就好像主耶稣就好像我们的保卫师这样，是求神去。
We can have faith to tell him our problems.
而我们有信心去讲给他听我们的问题。
So if we can keep this focus on the Lord Jesus, then it will help make our prayers more effective.
而我们能够是集中是这样祷告的时候，我们的祷告就会变得更有功效了。
So in conclusion,
所以作一个结论，
we know that prayer is important in our lives.
我们知道祷告在我们的生活里面其实是很重要的一部分。
We know that prayer can be powerful and effective.
我们知道我们的祷告可以是有带有能力和有功效的。
And prayers can give us many spiritual blessings.
而祷告能够给到很多属灵的祝福我们。
But sometimes it's easy to let our prayers become like a habit.
有时候很容易我们不小心就会将我们的祷告变成为日常的习惯这样。
So sometimes it is good to stop and think.
所以有时候是很适宜是停下来去想想。
Are my prayers reaching God?
我们的祷告能不能够达到神的面前呢？
Do I feel my prayers are effective?
我们的祷告，觉不觉得我们的祷告是大有功效呢？
If not, let's remind ourselves.
如果不是的话，我们就应该是提醒自己。
For effective prayer,
要有一个有功效的祷告。
We need to first of all examine ourselves.
首先第一样东西，我们要审查自己。
To see whether our sins are blocking our message to God.
要看看我们的罪是不是阻隔我们同神中间的信息。
To see if we pray with a pure and sincere heart.
我们的祷告是不是有清洁和真诚的心呢？
Secondly, we should be righteous.
第二样东西就是我们的祷告有没有我们有没有行公义呢？
Because the prayer of a righteous man is effective since God listens to him.
因为我们知道义人的祷告是大有功效的，因为神必听他们的祷告。
And God also looks at our daily lives whenever we pray to him.
神也都是看看他监察我们的生活，看看我们有没有时时是向他祷告。
And we should also pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
而我哋亦都应该系时常系奉主耶稣嘅名祷告。
To remind ourselves about who we are praying to.
我哋提醒自己，我哋向住边一个而祷告咧？
And to prepare ourselves to enter the spiritual communication with Him.
而我哋都要提醒我哋要准备自己系同神中间喺灵性上有个交通嘅时间。
So may our prayers be effective and reach God.
而我哋期望我哋嘅祷告能够有功效而达到神嘅面前。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us conclude by singing hymn 259.